Aunt Ronnie, you're not going to believe this. I was out here a little earlier throwing something away, and I found that box I told you was addressed to Juliana in the bin. Daddy and Juliana were out, so I snooped.
I'm not happy to hear about this.
Laura, I know, but you've got to see.
Reluctantly, I walk over to her, suddenly noticing the smell of rotten eggs and something else I can't put my finger on. Decay? I look in the bin, inside a black garbage bag on top, and see a white box. The lid is addressed to Ms. Juliana Wentworth, care of Meadow Farm. I don't know what to say. The bad odor is now overpowering, and the sound of flies buzzing about causes me to step back. Something in this garbage bag is rotten. The smell is awful.
It's inside the box, Aunt Ronnie.
Laura gingerly pushes the lid to the side and motions for me to look. On a bed of shriveled flowers lies the bloody carcass of a very dead bird. The sight takes my breath away. Dribbled raw eggs cover the mass. The eggs and the dead bird are the source of the rotten smell turning my stomach.
This is super gross, isn't it? And pretty creepy, too.
Laura fakes shivers as if she's watching a horror movie.
Those flowers look like they come from a cemetery. And is that a dead pigeon, Aunt Ronnie?
It looks like one, I answer, appalled. Who would send such an awful package to Frank's friend here at the farm?
I don't know, but the box has a Scranton, Pennsylvania postmark, the same place that those hang-up calls are from. Look,
Laura points at the corner of the lid.
It's dated the day before they arrived. I wonder who knew she was coming here?
So Laura's bad feelings really aren't unfounded.
This is alarming, the contents of the box and the fact that the sender knew she'd be here.
Even though I haven't touched anything, I feel the desire to wash my hands.
I wonder why Juliana didn't want anybody here to find out about the package,
Laura says.
Maybe she knows who sent it, and that's why she was so upset before she even opened it.
That's a good point, Laura. If it was a stranger who sent this, you'd think she'd want us to help and call the police to investigate. I glance down at the contents again.
Ugh. Exactly. Anyway, I took pictures of the box and the mess inside with my phone. You know, in case you hire a private detective.
She closes the lid of the garbage bin and walks me back inside.
I'll send the photos to you.